Some of you have been rejected. You've been hurt by a former girlfriend or an ex-husband or wife. Or you even did somebody in the name of Christianity said something to you. A so-called Christian hurt you. And those things pile up in our lives. And I'd like to say two things to you. First, as your pastor, I'm sorry you hurt. And God is too. And God grieves with you, and God hurt when you hurt, because God hates to see his children hurt.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we begin a series called, Can You Hear Me Now? In these lessons, we'll learn how to truly discern the Lord's voice in the midst of a world full of distractions. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a powerful tool that will help you get answers to life's most difficult questions. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called, God Wants to Talk to You.
Probably one of the most dangerous phrases in the English language is this phrase, God told me to do it. God told me to do it. That could be one of the most misunderstood phrases, most misused phrases, most abused phrases. It could be one of the most manipulating phrases. I mean, when somebody says that, how do you argue with God? God told me to do it. Now, a lot of stupid decisions have been blamed on God. How many of you would agree with that? Most of you have done it, and so have I. I mean, I just have to admit, even as a pastor, when somebody tells me, now God told me to do this, I'm sometimes a little skeptical. I want to know, how do you know it was God? What were you smoking when God told you this? But the existence of counterfeit always assumes reality. So what do you mean by that? They don't counterfeit anything that's not real. You ever seen a counterfeit $3 bill? No. Why? Because there's no real bill. No $3 bill. You only counterfeit what actually exists in reality. And the presence of fake assumes the genuine. Does that make sense? And the truth is, God does speak to people. And he wants to speak to you. How do you hear God? How do you tune into God? How do you know when it's God talking? How do you know when it's just you talking to yourself? How do you know when it's the devil talking to you? How do you know when it's the pizza you ate last night that's talking to you? And we're going to look at some ways. I'm going to give you 7 ways to test a phony message. How do you know when it's not really from God? And there are ways in the Bible that tell us how to know when God's talking to you and when it's not God. Now, the fact is, you could go out and you could buy the finest radio around, a Bose wave radio. But if you don't tune it in, you're still not going to receive anything. If you don't tune it in, you're not going to be able to hear, no matter how great a radio it is. You got to be tuned in. Now, the point is, God has already given you the capacity to hear him. The Bible says you were made in his image. That's what makes human beings different from animals. You are not like an animal. Animals don't pray. Animals don't communicate to God. Animals can't hear from God. But you can, because you're made in God's image. And all the equipment that you already need to hear God, you've got. You just have to learn how to tune it in. How to tune it in. And that's what we're going to do in this series. Now, all of you are too young to remember this, but back in the 70s, there was a fad called CB radio. And people were putting these things in their cars. And they were saying things like 10-4 good buddy and put the pedal to the metal and, you know, a county mountie and a smoky in the oaky or whatever, you know. And one of the phrases was, got your ears on? You got your ears, and that meant, are you tuned in? Are you tuned in? Now, that phrase wasn't original with CB radio. Actually, Jesus said it 2,000 years ago. At the top of your outline in Luke 8:8, Jesus says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, what's he talking about? He's talking about, if you got the equipment, you need to tune it in. You got the equipment. I've already given you the ability to hear me, but you need to tune in to me. And Jesus told a story about how to tune in. It's called the parable of the sower and the parable of the four soils. It's in Luke chapter 8. If you brought your Bible, you can turn there. If you don't, it's all right. All the verses are there on the outline. Let me read you the story. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this story. A farmer went out to sow his seed. And as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the footpath, and it was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. And some fell on rocky soil, where when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. And some other seed fell among weeds, which grew up with it and choked the plant. And still other seed fell on good soil, and it came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. And when he had said this, he called out and said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, what's he talking about? Well, Jesus says this farmer goes out to sow seed. And he's not planting one seed at a time. He's doing this thing. He's broadcasting. He's just tossing seed out over the ground. And he says it falls on different types of soil, and depending the type of soil it falls on, it gets a different response. Now, fortunately, later in the same chapter, Jesus explains the story and tells us the meaning of all the parts. And he says this: the farmer represents God, and the seed represents God wanting to talk to you, God's word to you. And the soil represents four different attitudes that you can have toward hearing from God. Four different responses, four different heart responses or mind responses. And we're going to look at those today, because before we can go into how to hear God, you've got to hear how to prepare your heart, prepare your mind to hear God speak.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called God Wants to Talk to You from our series called Can You Hear Me Now? The second half of today's study is coming up next.
How can you cope with stress? Rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind. In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that faced the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away. You can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job." Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
The farmer represents God, and the seed represents God wanting to talk to you, God's word to you. And the soil represents four different attitudes that you can have toward hearing from God. Four different responses, four different heart responses or mind responses. And we're going to look at those today, because before we can go into how to hear God, you've got to hear how to prepare your heart, prepare your mind to hear God speak. Before we do that, Tom's going to come and talk about why it's important to hear from God.
See, in your outline, there are three reasons why it's important to hear God's voice. Number one, it proves that I'm in God's family. It verifies, it shows that you're a believer. It confirms that you have a relationship with Christ, that he talks to you. I don't know if you know this, but Tom Cruise and I are good friends. I never told you that before, but I write him all the time, often. Now, he's never actually written me back, but I do write him all the time. If I write Tom Cruise all the time, he never writes me back. Are we friends? No, I'm a fan, that's all. And if I talk to God, I should hear back from Him. That's what it means to have a relationship with Him. If you cannot have a relationship without communication. And if you never hear from God, you have a reason to question whether you have a relationship with God, or to question whether you're listening to Him at all if you do have a relationship with Him. Look what the Bible has to say, what Jesus had to say about us hearing God over in John 10, 27. Jesus said, "My sheep recognize My voice, and they follow Me." There's this myth out there that God only speaks to the best of His children. Like if you're a Moses or somebody like that, God might have something to say to you. But the truth is, you as parents, do you just speak to some of your kids, or do you speak to all your kids? You may want to just speak to some of your kids, but I'm asking, do you speak to all your kids? Of course you do. That's just the way that it is. When we talk about God speaking to us, one of the truths is He not only speaks to us during the good times. Have you noticed with your kids, when they're struggling, you speak even more to them sometimes when they're struggling? And when we're struggling, God has even more to say to us. And when I talk to my kids, they recognize my voice. If I call my son Ryan out in Chicago at college, I don't have to call and say, "Hello, Ryan, this is Tom Holliday, your father." All I have to do is say hi, and he recognizes my voice. Now, it wasn't always that way. As babies, children don't recognize your voice. As a baby, they could hear my voice and look at me with adoring eyes. But those of you that have babies, they'll look at a stranger in the store with the same adoring eyes. They'll look at their strained carrots with the same adoring eyes. But as you grow, you learn to recognize your father's voice. One of the reasons we want you to grow spiritually is that you can begin to recognize, to sort out God's voice from all the other voices that are out there. Now, it is a lifetime project. We're going to be learning to recognize His voice the rest of our lives. But I want to tell you, it does get easier. The better you get to know Christ, the better you begin to recognize and sort out God's voice from all the other things that you're hearing out there. It proves that I'm in God's family. That's one of the reasons that you and I have to recognize it's important to hear from God. A second reason is it protects me from mistakes. If you will listen, God will warn you in advance of traps in life. God will do. He'll keep this promise in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. Would you read it with me? "Listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track." I got to tell you, I can't count the number of times when somewhere in the morning I'm trying to listen to God and He says, "Watch out for this today." Through a Bible verse I'm reading or a thought that comes into my mind, "Watch out for this today." And somewhere in that day, it protects me from making the stupidest mistake. God will do that for you if you'll listen to Him. How many of you would like to be protected from making stupid mistakes? I mean, that's just a common thing in life. And God has the power to do that if we'll only listen to Him. Sometimes God protects us from mistakes by saying a single word, "Don't." Just that one syllable. Sometimes God gets us in the right direction. He keeps us on track, as this verse is saying, by using three syllables. Go for it. You and I, when we listen to God, He keeps us on track. And there's a third reason why it's important to hear from God, and that is it produces personal success. The Bible says in Psalm 32, verse 8, "I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." I'm not talking about the world's definition of success, which is about selfishness. I'm talking about God's definition of success, which is about significance, true significance in life. And I want you, in that verse, would you circle the words, "your life"? Did you know that God has a definition of success, a plan for your life? And as you and I listen to Him, He gets us on track with His plan for our lives. Your life, a customized path just for you. In fact, somewhere in a corner of your outline, you just might want to write these words down. Would you write this down? "The more I listen to God, the more effective I'll be."
So these are the three benefits of hearing God speak. Now let's look at how do I prepare to hear God's voice. Well, there are four things in this story. First, number one, if you want to hear God speak, you must first cultivate an open mind. Cultivate an open mind. Now, what does that mean? It means you've got to be receptive. You've got to be willing. You've got to be open. You've got to be eager. You've got to be ready. Because the number one barrier to hearing God speak is resistance. "I don't think I need to hear God speak. I don't believe God can speak." And so many people are even close to the possibility that God might speak to them. Listen, if you don't think God can or will speak to you, guess what? He won't. It is amazing to me how many people in this world think they are open-minded, but they're not. Especially when it comes to God. They're very closed-minded, and they don't even believe in the possibility They're not even open to that possibility that God could speak to them. They've been brainwashed by society, and they are closed-minded. Now, this is what Jesus talked about in the first kind of soil, the footpath soil. In Luke 8:5, he says this. Farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. He's talking about the footpath in the farm, and it was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Now, on a farm, between the rows of vegetables, there are footpaths. You've seen these. They're footpaths that the workers walk through when they're picking the strawberries or whatever, the corn. There's a path between each row of whatever you're growing. And as workers would walk down this pathway many, many times, it becomes trampled down, the soil becomes compacted, it gets really hard, and if by accident some of that seed that the farmer's thrown out there happens to land on the hard, compacted soil of the footpath, there's no way it's going to sprout. It's not going to take root. It's not going to get under. It just lays on the surface until a bird comes along and eats it away. It never gets a chance to sprout. Now, Jesus gives us the meaning of this down in verse 12. He says there, those along the footpath are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes along and takes away the word from their heart so they cannot believe and be saved. Now, there are two characteristics of a footpath. It's hardened and it's narrow. Do you know any minds like that? Yeah. I know a lot of people who have a closed mind, a hard heart, and a narrow view of life. And they're very, very close to even the possibility of God in their life. I don't need God. I don't want God. I don't even know if I believe in God. And they are so closed-minded, the seed, God can never get through to talk to them. The point is, sometimes we don't even give God a chance. Our minds are made up. Our hearts are hardened. We're unwilling to listen. So this first kind of soil, you might write this down, the hard soil represents a closed mind. The hard soil represents a closed mind. Now, what causes us to have a closed mind? Let me give you the three major mental blocks that keep people from hearing God. There are three mental blocks. You can just write these down wherever you can on the outline. Number one is pride. Pride. I say, I can handle this myself. I don't need anybody else. I certainly don't need God. I can figure it all out. I don't need His help. And so why even pray? Pride causes me to close my mind to God. Second, fear. A lot of people are closed to God because they're afraid of what He might say. And they're running from God out of fear. They're scared to death. What if God asked me to do something I don't want to do? What if He asked me to do something that's too hard? What if He tells me something I don't like? And so out of fear, I shut my mind down. What if I open my mind to God and He turns me into a religious fanatic? And all of a sudden, I have to wear polyester and big hair and say, baby, and praise the Lord, and, you know, out foul spirit of nicotine, and, you know. What if all of a sudden, He makes me goofy or something? I don't want to be goofy. What if all of a sudden God takes away all my fun? What if all of a sudden God takes away all my freedom? And so I'm scared. I'm scared. And so I close my mind down. Pride, fear. The third one is bitterness. Bitterness causes people to close their hearts and minds to God. Resentment. You're going to be hurt in life, folks, sometimes intentionally and sometimes unintentionally. That's the fact of life. You're going to be hurt. What you do with that hurt makes the difference. And when you hold on to a hurt and you keep going on and on in your mind, what you tend to do is you tend to shift the blame from the person who hurt you to God. And all of a sudden you're blaming God for the person who hurt you. God didn't hurt you. It was that person who did. But you shift the blame to God, and all of a sudden, I don't like God. And you're mad at God. And whenever you hold on to a hurt, your heart grows hard and cold, and you become defensive. And even God's love can't get through to you. Now, some of you have been hurt very, very badly. You've been betrayed. Some of you have been misled. Some of you have been abused physically or emotionally or verbally. Some of you have been rejected. You've been hurt by a former girlfriend or boyfriend or an ex-husband or wife. Or you even did somebody in the name of Christianity said something to you. A so-called Christian hurt you. And those things pile up in our lives. And I'd like to say two things to you. First, as your pastor, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you hurt. And God is too. And God grieves with you, and God hurt when you hurt, because God hates to see his children hurt. But it's a free world where people choose to do wrong, and when that happens, people get hurt. And I am sorry, and I grieve with you, and I would say, don't turn from him, turn to him. I don't know why, but when we get hurt, sometimes we turn away from the only person who can help us, God. I don't know why, but we do. And we pull into a shell, and we harden our hearts and close our minds, and we get hurt and hurt, and the bitterness makes our heart grow cold, and we turn from God instead of turning to the very one who can comfort us. So I'd say, turn to God. The second thing I would say is, never let somebody else's sin keep you from God. That's stupid. Some of you are still allowing people from your past to hurt you in the present, and that's dumb. They can't hurt you anymore unless you choose to hold on to it. They've probably already forgotten it, and you're holding on to it. You gotta let it go. Let it go. You see, the tragedy of a closed mind and a hard heart is it's barren. And the person who has a closed mind is not really living, they're existing.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again and to find out more about this ministry, or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? Well, in his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, so you can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you'll discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or just call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
You ever find yourself asking the question, why is this happening to me? Why does this have to be so difficult? You know, the thing is, God never intended for life on earth to be perfect. This is not heaven, this is earth. And God put us here to teach us a lot of things, even in the middle of our pain and problems and difficulties. And one of the things he wants to teach us the most is how to love him and how to love other people. That prepares you for heaven. You see, God loves you and God is for you. So when things get difficult, keep your focus on the love of God. Just say to yourself, God loves me. Say it over and over until you start to let it sink in. Thanks everybody for listening today, and join me again next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.